Runners are weird. They spend hours and miles of their day putting one foot in front of the other. Every 4 years, thousands of fans and runners head to the historic Hayward Field in Eugene, Oregon to witness history, the Olympic trials. Eugene is also known as Tracktown USA. Most runners only dream to step onto one of the most famous tracks in the world. When 2016 came around, a couple college students couldn't miss the chance to head to the running hub of the United States. While doing their typical routine on catching up on a few or many miles each day, they decided to take on another challenge, the beer mile. The most common format of the beer mile requires a single participant to drink a full-sized beer, run a quarter mile, then repeat the process 3 times. This results in the consumption of 4 beers and the running of 4 quarter miles, thus the beer mile.
So we were in Eugene, Oregon for the Olympic trials, and we Airbnb'd a school bus that was right next to this lady's house. And it was my birthday, it was July, and we were going to drink, but none of us were 21. And so we were sketchily outside a all-natural food store with a gas station next to it, and we met this guy.
Guy was high off his ass, could not function with a girl. I went up to him, I was like, hey, it's my friend's birthday tomorrow. Will you buy us alcohol? And he said, yeah. So then he took us in this alley, and I gave him $30. He's like, what do you want? I was like, buy anything, please, like anything. And he's like, all right, no, all right. So he gave us his bike and told us to meet him in this other alley. So we all went in this alley with his bike. He's gone for like probably 20 minutes, thought for sure he just robbed us. Comes back carrying a big old case of Miller High Life, which is not the champagne of beers. It's gross. He gave us that, and he said, thanks. Walked about 10 feet away from us, and we'd remind him that we had his bike. So we gave his bike back, and then everyone went back to the bus, and I went on a run, and I was like, you know what we should do? We should do a beer mile. And I went back, told everybody. Two guys immediately said no. James thought, said maybe, then said no. So we went to go do it, but we forgot a phone to record it, so James went to get the phone. By the time he came back with 4 more beers and said he was in. So we started it in front of someone's house. We were running around the block. It was a perfect quarter mile. And for some reason in Eugene, it's a thing to put couches out on the sidewalk and just chill like that. So two guys sat on the couch, and we started, and James destroyed me in the first beer because I can't chug, and took off. But luckily, he is like a baby giraffe out of the gate, super slow. So once I finished my beer, I easily caught him. We're even through 2, and then he beat me through the beer again, even through 1, then even through 2. Got through 3, I was ahead. James, do you want to mention your 3rd beer?
So I was kind of like barfing in my mouth a little bit when I was taking this 3rd one down. And I finished it, and like I like shaked it on my head to show it was empty. And I like crinkled the can and I threw it on the ground. And I just vomited all over the guy that was recording. And there was a great recording of it. And then I was like, I'm done. Like, I'm not doing this anymore. Like, I just felt terrible. And I'm just like thinking, I'm just like, all right, I'm just going to finish it. And then I just keep jogging. And I go around the corner. And I just projectile vomit just like straight out. And it came out my nose a little bit. And I was just like, not worth it. And so I turn around and I come back. And Dan's coming around the corner. He sees me, I'm done, and he's not feeling that great either. He finishes his 4th beer, and then...
Finish it, waddle forward, like, I have, like, the worst chafing of all time. Puke, but, like, not on camera, but you can definitely hear the sound hit the road. I'm like, gotta finish, go around the corner, puke again. After the 2nd puke, felt great, took off, finished, expected, you know, some celebrations and cheering. No one's at the finish line. I'm, like, confused. Starting to feel it a little bit. Turn around, there's the woman whose house we're in front of standing on her porch. Puke on the ground, beer cans on the ground, and just me. And I'm like, oh, hey, how are you? And she's like, oh, what are you doing out there? I was like, oh, we're doing a workout. She's like, oh, okay. And I was like, do you know what the sea level of Oregon is? She's like, oh, it's like 500 feet, which is at or below what Illinois is at, I think.
It's below.
And I was
Naperville's like 780.
I was like, oh, well, it must have been the altitude because I puked in front of your house and I'm really sorry. And she's like, oh, that makes sense. I just read about that in the newspaper. I was like, yeah, we can wash it out for you. And she's like, no, I'll take care of it. It's just puke. And that was it. So I ended up running 10:34, puking twice. So didn't do the punishment lap, but 10:34 mile. And James DNF'd. And then afterwards, after drinking four beers in 11-ish minutes, both low drunk, played with fireworks with our hippie landlord.
Yeah.
So whether you're a running nerd or a beer drinking master, the beer mile may be your calling. Just make sure you're being safe and get it on video. Cheers.